wanted to discuss real quick this story that they have in Politico. And I'm not going to break it down because it's inconsequential, so to speak, in what we're going to talk about in the grand scheme of things here. But there's a story in the Politico there where they are talking about rule changes that they're contemplating making, which would make it easier for delegates to pick a nominee and basically create a whole bunch of chaos at that convention, before the convention, leading up to the convention, whatever you want to say. Now, it's amazing to me to watch and listen to Kasich and Cruz and Rance Priebus and all the other GOP insiders when they talk about rules are the rules, which I get. And I think everybody gets. And like I've said before, if everybody was playing by those rules, because remember, it's not just rules that are on paper, but it's also unwritten rules. And the unwritten rules at times are just as important as the rules that are on paper. And in prior elections, the unwritten rules were that if you were mathematically eliminated from reaching the 1237, you got out of the race. Those were the unwritten rules. Another unwritten rule was that your own party, does not go out of its way to deny you the nomination. The unwritten rule was that your own party, and if you're a delegate or you're a state rep tweeting, "We stopped Trump," tweeting, "Never Trump," is what I would consider your own party. Unwritten rules are just as important as the written rules. So when people say you have to play four quarters of the football game to win, and when John Kasich equates the delegate math and the convention and the votes and so forth and so on, and says, well, Trump has to play the entire game. Trump has to play the entire game. And then he also equates it to a math test or an English test, but receiving an A means you have to get 90-something percent. And you don't get that A with an 84 or an 85. And again, the Kasichs and the Cruises and all of these other GOP insiders seem to leave out that if everybody was adhering to both written and unwritten rules, then there would be no problem, but they're not. So when Kasich talks about four quarters in a football game or an English or math test, that equation and that example doesn't work if the fourth quarter in the football game, they use an accelerated clock, and the clock doesn't stop on incomplete passes. And it doesn't stop when a player goes out of bounds. If they change the way the game is played in the fourth quarter, or you're given a different test, one that everybody else is not using, one that you studied for, then yeah, it's going to be hard to get the A+. It's going to be hard to hit that 90. I mean, think about this. Trump went in to this process assuming that it would be like any other primary that he ever followed. I mean, for heaven's sake, the first debate, everybody had to raise their hand and say, oh, I pledge to support whoever the nominee is, if it's not me. If I'm not the nominee and it's Jeb Bush, I will support him. I mean, that was a big deal. It was a big deal to have a unity pledge. It was such a big deal that Rance Priebus went to the Trump Towers to get Trump to sign it. Everybody signed a unity pledge. So right out of the gate. It was the same as it always was. And that's how it was supposed to be. And we've documented it before on this show. The process of the primaries. When you're mathematically eliminated, listen, the only reason Cruz and Kasich are still in is because Rance Priebus, the establishment, the RNC, has given them their blessings. Any other primary season, the RNC would have met with Kasich and Cruz privately and said, get out. You have no shot. We will not support you. We do not support what you're trying to do. Yeah. Yeah. The system is rigged right now. The system is rigged. It's always been rigged. Didn't just start now. It's always been rigged. And like I've said before, if Gingrich wanted to do this 4 years ago, he could have. If Huckabee, if Santorum, they all could have stayed in. But at some point, the RNC says, get out. So when you hear Kasich and Cruz and these other people talk about you got to play the full four quarters, one part is getting the votes, the second part is getting the delegates, rules are the rules, you got to get 1237, and then they're asked the question. So what you're saying is come the convention – and Trump is 100 delegates away from 1237. But he has 4-5 million more votes. You don't think there will be an issue if you, John Kasich, get the nomination, and they all dodge that question. They give an answer of, well, you have to get the delegates. It's about the they will not answer the question. What do you do about the 5 million votes that you lost by? What do you do about Donald Trump? What do you do about the situation when you guys haven't played fair? You guys haven't done what you're supposed to do. What do you mean? We played by the rules. So you didn't. Because never in our history, never in our history has anybody, listen, they like to bring up Ford and Reagan. Okay, they like to bring up Ford and Reagan. Well, Ford and Reagan, only 100-plus delegates separated them. That's it. 100-plus delegates separated them. John Kasich is anywhere between 5 and 800 delegates behind when it's all said and done. Maybe even more. Isn't like Ford and Reagan. You're talking about 100-plus delegates. This possibly, at the end of the day, could have two people that are hundreds. I know Glenn Beck doesn't like the word hundreds because it implies more than 9 and 1,000. But let's say hundreds because for all practical purposes, Kasich is going to be hundreds. He's going to be at the minimum 500. 100 delegates away. And right now, Cruz is over 200. And after New York, after Pennsylvania, before they get back to a state that Cruz has a chance to win big in, he could be down anywhere between 300 and 400 delegates. Hundreds. So Ford and Reagan were not separated by hundreds. Ford and Reagan didn't go into the convention being mathematically eliminated. But John Kasich is mathematically eliminated. And after Tuesday, Ted Cruz will be mathematically eliminated. Their only shot, and this is, listen, you got to understand this, guys. The only shot, the only shot they have is by having party insiders give them the nomination and tell millions and millions and millions of people to F themselves. Right now, that's the only way they can get the nomination. That's the only way they could get the nomination. And remember, Romney, McCain didn't have these huge percentages as far as wins go until everybody dropped out. The system is rigged. The system is fixed. It only works when people drop out. It only works when people play by the rules and the unwritten rules. It doesn't work when people stay in the race long past they're eliminated. The only shot Kasich and Cruz have is by having party insiders hand them the nomination. I know being in politics, I know running for president, I know it's as much as an ego thing, and I know how much it is of a business thing. You know, you could write books, you could have talk shows. But at some point, reality, has to take over. I know that seems bizarre, reality and ego and money. And we've all been in that situation where reality loses. And I know it. I know we've all been in there. I know we've all been in there. But at some point, we all go, This ain't gonna happen. I'm never gonna be an astronaut. I'm just not gonna be an astronaut. I'm not gonna be a professional baseball player. I'm not gonna swim the English Channel. At some point, reality sets in. So at some point, that reality, and the funny thing is, last night at the Kasich Town Hall, it was like a Long Islander. The guy's like, hey, he basically said the same thing that I'm saying to Kasich in a question. He was like, you know, I liked you. I did. And then as the time went on and I read the policy positions and I'm not voting for you. And at some point you're going to have to realize that you're a nice guy, but I'm exaggerating, but I'm not exaggerating that much. He said, but at, you know, at some point you're gonna have to do the right thing, you know. This, the people just ain't voting for you. And Kasich's like, listen, I'll see you in Cleveland. At some point, Kasich and Cruz are going to have to look at the numbers. They're going to have to say, okay, I've C-blocked this process. I've C-blocked Trump. I'm going into the final few weeks of this primary fight. The only chance I have is to have party leaders give me the nomination. But here's the reality. I am 11.3 million votes behind Donald Trump. I cannot accept the nomination and expect these 11 million people who have not been with me for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, they haven't been with me for an entire year, to now turn around. Because remember, guys, when you hear people go, they won't vote for you, you're not going to get them to, how about they won't give you money? Remember, more than just a vote, you need their money. So if you have 11 million people that have just been disenfranchised, and you're like, hey, just relax, I'm the best one, I'm the person that could beat Hillary in the hypothetical, so you just vote me. Vote, just, you're going to vote for me. And I need you all to give me $100. I need you all to give me $100. At some point, that reality's got to set in to Kasich, where he goes, not only is it going to be tough to get these 11 million people to pull a lever for me, but how do I get them to give me money? How do I get that? That's more important. Or I should say equally as important. And if these people are so disgusted and disenfranchised that their vote just got thrown away, how the hell do I expect them to give me money? And that's Kasich. And the same thing has to be said for Ted Cruz. At some point, he's going to get into California. He's going to be close to California. He's going to be approaching that final state. And he's going to have to look at that big board. He's going to have to look at that big board. Right now, he's 1.9 million votes behind Trump. After Tuesday, it's going to probably be 2.5 million. Picked up a million votes in Florida. You got to assume he's going to hit a million votes in New York. You got to assume he's going to go 500,000 votes up on Cruz. You got to assume that. If he hits 600,000 votes up on Cruz, you're at 2.5 million more votes. So at some point, Cruz is going to have to look at that map and say, all right, Trump is 4 million votes ahead of me. 4 million votes ahead of me. How the hell do I expect to have all of these voters not only vote for me, but give me money? Again, remember, guys, it's not 100,000 delegates separating or 100 delegates separate. It's not Ford and Reagan. It's not a neck and neck battle. If you're down 4 million and 11 million votes, if you're down that many votes, forget about it. Forget about it. Okay? Forget about it. At some point, as they say, rules are the rules. And you're right. Rules are the rules. And Cruz and Kasich need to play by those unwritten rules. And after Tuesday, Kasich should get out. And then in a few weeks after that, Cruz should get out also.